identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
See you.
1057 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. McKay rolling through this Monday morning. It's going to be another warm, kind of humid day today. Might see some showers or thunderstorms pop out as the day goes on. And then we get some relief from the humidity and the heat. Rest of the week looks really, really nice.
Strike back.
105.7 CFW.
It was 1989, my thoughts were short, my hair was long, caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
At Mount Sinai and floating down the Chippewa River Water Trail. 105.7. CFW.
I never thought.
1057 CFW. It is the 15th of July. Today is National Gummy Worm Day today. Still do the gummy worms even as an adult? You know, good is good. Then it's National Tapioca Pudding Day today. I have never been able to understand the reason behind that.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay, ooh, I wanna be there, yeah, in my city. Oh, 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 oh. So you
crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Yeah. You know I like to keep my cheeks dry today. So stay with me and I'll have it made. And I don't understand why I sleep all day. And I start to complain that there's no
1057 CFW out on our Facebook page this morning, 1057 CFW. If you have not clicked that like button yet on our Facebook page, do me a favor today when you're out there and look us up and click the like button. Also, my Mike McKay page, same thing. This morning, I was just curious, what's the cheapest you ever remember paying for a gallon of gas? Kind of reminiscing. Malia said 88 cents a gallon in her senior year, 1995. Joe said 75 cents when he was buying gas for lawnmowers as a kid. Wendy, 79 cents back in the early 80s. Steve said 99 cents, probably in the early 2000. And Marcia said 49 cents on the memories of cruising Main Street and hanging with friends. That was the best. That was back in the day. That's what we did. I remember we would drive through downtown St. Paul every Friday and Saturday night when I was in high school, and we'd cruise the loop, is what they called it. And then they decided to put up big giant buildings and change it all around, and well, that was that.
It would be
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
UB40, 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. Rolling nonstop, back to back. Just put us on at work, at play, at relaxing, doing stuff around the house, traveling, whatever it might be. And we'll keep you company with long stretches of back-to-back music.
Yeah. Thanks for keeping us on at work.
Absolutely.
We're 105.7 CFW.
If you want a metal roof on your house, here's a straightforward, gonna save you some money offer from
Bjorkstrand.
It's a brand new year, but if you lock in your metal roof right now, you'll get it at last year's price.
Bjorkstrand.
This is the metal roof that's backed with a 50-year, non-prorated, and transferable warranty. Lock in your deal and get it for last year's price.
Bjorkstrand.
237-2678.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My money tip today? Never make a major purchase based solely on the monthly payment number. You know, whether it's like a splurge buy now, pay later thing that you think, well, maybe that is possible. Or a car payment that kinda sorta fits in your budget if you look at it sideways. It's super tempting to be optimistic, I know. Whenever I want something, I think, I could probably make that work. But that can lead to a world of financial trouble down the road. So before you buy anything with a monthly payment, make sure you consider the long-term implications. Like, is this really in the budget, including your savings goals? When you can, I recommend waiting a couple of days before you buy something big. And of course, checking it against your budget. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Until next time, take good care.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire hosted the U.S. National Cub Championship over the weekend. According to a WEAU report, the lawn game is a fan favorite in the Eau Claire area, and the city had been the North American hub for the Scandinavian game since 2007. This year's tournament featured 144 teams from across the country and parts of Europe, marking incredible growth from the 15 teams it began with. Organizers said the tournament featured a variety of skill levels, from recreational players to some of the best in the world. A new medication disposal drop box is now available in Eau Claire for residents who want to dispose of unused or unwanted medications. The Eau Claire City County Health Department's new drop box is located in the lobby of the Eau Claire County Jail and is available to the public 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The drop box can accept items like prescription medications, over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and even pet medications. Officials hope the drop box will prevent people from misusing the medications. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy with a high of 84. Still muggy today. That heat index will be close to 90. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, sunshine, cooler 79. By Wednesday, sunny, high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
CFW.
sister who's the only one. Hey little sister, who's your Superman? Hey little sister, who's the one you want? Hey little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey little sister, who is it you're with? Hey little sister, what's your vice wish? Hey little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey little sister, who's your Superman? Hey little sister, shotgun. Nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow.
CFW, that's it for me, Mike McKay, stepping out. Had fun this morning. Thank you so much for letting me hang out with you, get the day started with you. I certainly appreciate that. Laura McKenna in next. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. We'll do it again right here on 105.7 CFW. Bye-bye.
Yeah. keeping us on at work.
Absolutely.
We're 105.7 CFW.
I will survive without you.
Chippewa.